guess you wonder why I called you here. On this little one here?
This is the reporter's section. If you want to ask a question.
Can't shoot.
Elvis?
Yes, sir.
I want to kick it off and apologize to you for the first question, but everybody wants to know how is your love life?
Well, it hasn't progressed, eh? It's about like it was. Nothing serious. I'll let you know if anything comes up. Couldn't hide it anyway.
Do you think your career may make you wind up being a bachelor at 70?
It's hard to say, really. I wouldn't think so. It's just that I'm not ready for marriage yet, that's all. And until I am, I'm not gonna attempt it. But it wouldn't be because of a career. It's just that I'm not ready for it, and I haven't found anybody that I care that much about, really.
Here, Elvis is asked, do you think your taste in music has changed from basic rock and roll to so-called better music?
No, it hasn't changed. I've always liked all kinds of music. I mean, I don't just like rock and roll. I appreciate all types of music, really. But I have to do what I can do best. And, I do the rock stuff. Nobody knows.
Why are you planning on going back to
Hollywood? Well, I got another picture starting with about the 25th of March.
What type of picture?
It's a kind of a drama. It's called Blue Hawaii. That's all I know about it right now. I think that my favorite record of the ones I've recorded is Now or Never. Simply, it's sold more than anything else. Next to Don't Be Cruel. Don't Be Cruel is still my biggest seller up to date. It's sold now or never, one of a little over 4 million, I think.
How many is Don't Be Cruel sold?
Around 6 million. Next. I wouldn't know really. I think that includes everything, all the albums, all everything combined.
Is that all for RCA Victor?
Right, all for Victor. But I don't. Sir. I don't know anything about it setting any kind of record.
Here, a female reporter asks, what type of role would you like to play in your movies in the future?
Well, I would like to play a dramatic role, but I don't, I'm not ready for that either, really. I haven't had enough experience in acting. And again, until I'm ready for it, it would be foolish to undertake something very dramatic, you know.
What about you?
Here, a female reporter asks Elvis about his future movies. Will they include music in them?
Well, probably so. I mean, actually, it's left up to the studio, mostly. But you can rest assured that it'll be music in almost all of them. It has to be.
When will Wild in the Country be?
May or June.
Have you
filled
out the income tax?
I think my accountant has, Mr. Fisher. He takes care of that.
Another reporter asks about Elvis's eating habits since returning from the Army. Asks him if he's still eating starchy and fatty foods that he ate before.
I still eat pretty much the same thing. kind of got used to it, it's hard to change over now.
What record are you playing?
I haven't made it yet. I haven't recorded yet, no. I couldn't tell you.
They haven't released the soundtrack from Flaming Star either on the EP or on the single.
I don't know. I think they felt that it wasn't quite commercial enough to release the public. I don't know, really. That slipped up to RCA Victor.
Elders, are you going to move to Hollywood eventually, or are you going to stay here?
No, sir. I'll stay here. I've got a house. I got a house. I've got a house leased out there, but it'd be back and forth, really. But I'll always keep a home here as long as I can.
Elvis is asked if he still has enthusiasm for karate or kung fu.
Well, I still practice it quite a bit.
He's also asked if he's developed any new interests.
No, sir. Nothing new's come along. I don't have much time, really, for
it. In your own personal pleasure, changes at all in the last few years. Still skating, you're doing that sort of thing as much, right? You're slowing down a little bit on that practice.
Well, we still skate a little. Break boards.
I bet ice skating.
Things like
you ever
that.
Tried ice skating?
No, ma'am, never tried ice skating. But I still do pretty much the same thing. I don't do it as much. Because since I've been out of the Army, I haven't had much time. You know, I've been pretty busy. Been going from picture to picture.
Here, Elvis is asked about the place in the lake his father owns, and does he spend much time there?
Well, I'd like to. We're thinking about either building a little cabin up there or getting a house straight. One of the two. I'm not sure which one yet.
Which one of your movies do you think you did the best job of acting?
King Creole, I think.
What?
King Creole.
Elvis, why aren't you on TV more?
What am I hitting you? Well, because of the movie contracts that I have, I'm pretty well tied up in movies right now, and
what did you like
too much
best?
Television kind of hurts movies a little bit.
Do you like personal appearances, movie or TV best?
Well, I like personal appearances best. Although I don't know about today because I haven't been on stage in a little over 3 years. I've almost forgotten a lot of the words to the songs I used to do. And I haven't had much of a chance to rehearse with the band. Right, we're doing a benefit for the Battleship Arizona.
You haven't been on the stage in 3 years. Are you a little
nervous? Yes, sir. I don't mind admitting I am. when I did that Frank Sinatra show in Florida, I was nervous. I was petrified. I was scared stiff.
When you released your first record, did you think you would have such a successful career as you had?
No, I don't think anybody did we, Mr. Phillips? I don't think so. Nobody had any idea, really.
Did the Frank Sinatra, get back to that, did those people on Frank Sinatra production, did they give you an ample opportunity to perform that evening?
Oh, yeah, sure. But the moving and the shaking I done on that show wasn't from music, it was from being scared. But they gave me plenty of time, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They were very nice.
6 minutes, an hour.
Well, it'd have been all right with me if I just walked out and walked off. Is there anything else I can't answer? I don't know. I don't eat many cheeseburgers anymore.
Elvis, do you smoke yet?
No, sir. Don't
smoke?
I smoke a cigar once in a while.
How about you drink?
No. No. That is, when the colonel gives me cigars, it's very unusual.
How long will you be in Memphis?
I'll be leaving sometime around the 18th of March, Mr. Johnson, as far as I know.
How many gold records have you received in all?
I've got 34. 34
That's
gold records.
More than the nearest rival. Does that make you happy that you have
more
records than anyone else?
Yeah, it makes me and the government very happy.
Here a reporter is asking Elvis if he has any special ambition to develop his musical talents beyond what he's done in his career to date, which has been tremendously successful.
Well,
there's something special in your mind.
Yeah.
Everything
you've done has been a tremendous success. Well, it definitely is, but I don't like to press my luck too far. I don't like to take chances, you know. As long as I'm doing okay now, why change it, you know, until I got reason to change it. If what I'm doing now, if it doesn't go over anymore, then I'll have to change and do something.
It is obvious at this point that Elvis is in fine form. His confidence in himself has grown, and he's most candid with his answers to the questions. By now, Elvis is really warming up, which is obvious by the repartee passing between himself and the press. On very few occasions has this been evident in his contact with the media.
Not especially, because I don't know that much about clothes. It doesn't make a difference, really.
Now, you have to come a little bit more conservative.
Well, you get a little older, you know. That's like the sideburns. They were okay for a while, but you outgrow it.
Them?
Sidebars?
Yeah.
Not especially. The Army took care of those.
He's asked about his romance with Anita Wood and others.
Anita around here anywhere? No, I don't know. It was just one of those deals, you know. I just dated her for a few times. It's kind of funny. You go out with a girl and a couple of times, and it's a big romance, you know. They had me married a couple of times. I was down on Wilshire Boulevard one night, and some people. I was in the lobby of the theater. Some people said, "I thought you were in Mexico City on your honeymoon." And I come to find out that it was in a Mexican paper that I was eloped and was coming there to get married. And they had a hotel suite reserved and all that stuff. And I even know the girl I was supposed to be married to. Things like that happen.
Most show people have superstitions.
Well, I'm pretty superstitious. About certain. You talking about black cats, things like that?
Anyone in particular, do you have any particular?
No, just little things like breaking mirrors, things like that. Photographers. You said that. You're lying.
Elvis, do you still consider Anita Wood a friend?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see her quite a bit, but it's nothing. There's nothing really, really serious. I see a lot of people quite a bit. These photographers are taking pictures of each other now. quite a bit, yes.
Just another thing to take to court. What do you think your place in the entertainment world 10 years
from now? I'll tell you, Mr. Johnson, I wouldn't say, because the entertainment world is so unpredictable. And people change and times change. It would be hard to say, really. I wouldn't try to answer that, because the only thing I can say is that I'm trying to make it acting, you know. I mean, it takes a long time, a lot of work, a lot of experience. But I'm trying to make it that way, and if I can get established that way, I'm okay. But I don't know how long the music end of it will last. I don't know how long I'll last. I got no idea, really.
Elvis is asked if he plans to go barnstorming again in the future.
Well, the Colonel could probably answer that better than I. There's nothing planned right now. I know that eventually we've got to do a European tour to all these countries like that presented these awards and things, you know. But I don't know exactly. Are we going to be doing any? He said that. I didn't say
it. He's asked what his weight is.
180.
And he's asked how much he weighed when he came out of the Army.
175 when I came out. I gained about 5 pounds.
A lady reporter asks him, "You lead a hectic life. Do you ever want to take your money and get away from it all?"
The government won't let me take my money and get away from it all. No, I enjoy it. Anytime I want to be alone, I can be, you know. But these are the type of things that you take advantage of while they last. You know, you take advantage of it because you may not have it later, and you'll miss it, you know. You'll miss the people, you'll miss all the razzle-dazzle and so forth. Well, I have a pretty good time. And so forth.
Always feel like home when you
get back to Memphis.
Yes, it does.
Sure does. That's one reason that I'll keep a home here, because I like California. I like to work there. But when the picture's over, I look forward to getting out of there and coming back home. And also, I'm right near Tupelo, and I know a lot of people down there. Same old crowd that I was raised up with still live there in the same house. I was down there about 3 weeks ago. And the wind had blown the sign down. I got, well, that youth center being built, they got a big sign up. The wind had blown it down. We tried to put it back up, and it fell on us. There was three of us trying to lift it back up. The sign fell on us. Didn't tell you, it's going to take a lot of money, but it will be eventually. I couldn't say when.
Here Elvis is asked what the population of his estate at Graceland is.
Well, we got a couple of little mules. He's still there. No. That was Frank Sinatra's dog. Hey, she's giving me answers of. No.
How many cars you got here?
I have four.
Four. Yes.
Two of them are new. Two of them are. One of them, the pink car, was the one that my mother liked, you know, above all. So that's why I kept it. Another one.
Cadillac.
Yes, sir. It's the first one I ever owned.
Elvis, do you still like sports cars?
No, sir. Not especially. I had one in Germany, and they can get you in a lot of trouble. Especially if you're in the Army. Run out of tape?
How many songs are you going to sing this afternoon?
I believe around 20, sir. Yes. I just do the biggest ones, you know. The older ones and the new ones. If I can remember the words to them.
What's been your greatest thrill in show business?
Elvis is asked what has been his greatest thrill in show business.
Well, it's hard to say. I've had quite a few things happen, but I can't name any one instant that stands out, really. I would imagine when I got the first gold record, because you know, that's something I never thought would ever happen.
What was it? Well,
Heartbreak Hotel. Yes, sir.
All you photographers that work for free, get a picture. Come on. Come on, RCA. Come on. I want to get a picture of all these RCA people that's paying us every month. Come on. The whole family. Yeah.
Sal.
What's that?
What's that?
Hello. Everybody with RCA. That fella from Capitol Records, not in this group. Come on behind it, fella.
He's here representing J.E. Maxine.
And the Browns.
Elvis Presley, a candid essay on a 20th century legend.
Mr. Glass, Fogle, the Albert Box on the other end.